Need a man who's got it made, always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it, a spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday, yeah. They don't want them a good man.
Morning, Chris.
Happy.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Is it afternoon? Yes, 1:36, but it is New Year's Day, so happy New Year to you, Sean.
Happy New Year to you. And I keep saying it wrong because I say Happy New Year's, but I guess you're supposed to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's
Happy
not multiple years, it's Happy New Year.
New Year to you. So those
So
are,
we're
yeah.
heading into the last quarter of the century.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is wild.
Yeah, for sure. It's, yeah.
I remember the millennium,
Of course.
Y2K. We were all waiting for everything to crash.
Freaking out.
I was in my first home, not this home, and my mom and dad slept over.
Okay.
I lived in the country, and I think we were worried about it. And we watched Australia go through it first.
Yeah.
And my mom was there with us, so she's long gone.
Yeah.
And I remember it like it was yesterday, and I couldn't believe that we were one of the, not many generations of people get to see a new millennium,
Of course, yeah.
thousand years. And
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
it was a very cool thing to be part of. We got through it, no problem. Y2K, I don't know if everybody fixed it, but it didn't turn out to be any problem. But I just can't believe that was almost 25 years ago.
It's amazing that you bring it up because I, we said, oh, let's do a New Year's Day podcast and we'll just talk about New Year's and we'll talk about memorable New Year's. I didn't even think of that one for some reason, but now you bring it up. Yeah, it was a weird time. And I say weird, and it's only just a number. It was 1999 to 2000, but it had this kind of, yeah, it had this like what's going to happen thing going on. And yeah, I remember now that you bring it up. I was at a friend's party, and love him as well as I do, Mike's. And we decided that at midnight we were going to flip the main breaker on the house, and we did, and all the power went out. Yeah, and then we're like, no, just kidding, surprise.
What a dirty trick. What a
I know. But yeah, it was definitely a memorable one and fun and yeah, it really in the end it passed without any great problems,
I
so that
don't
was good.
know. They had the doomsdayers had us convinced that the world was going to come to an end and planes were going to fall from the sky. Now,
Yeah,
whether
yeah.
that was really true or it was just a thing to cause people to buy new computers and get everything upgraded and spend billions of dollars changing systems, I don't know.
Who
But
knows what
all
the
because
motivation.
computers weren't programmed to accept that new number. They didn't know what was going to happen.
I mean, I guess as soon as some computer programmer decided that there was an ounce of doubt, then one guy would be like, "Oh, maybe there is," and then another, and then he goes home and tells somebody, and then say tell two friends, and so on, and then it was a worldwide thing, right? And that's how things
And an
like this
ounce
happen.
of doubt is one thing if it's Sean and Chris worrying about their laptop crashing and losing a few files, but when it's the guys that control nuclear missiles and space shuttles and planes and healthcare systems, it was a big deal. You
That's a bigger deal. Yeah, that's a bigger problem. Yeah.
know? Anyway, obviously we lived through it.
Interesting.
We're still here.
We did. We made it. Yeah.
But I am
Thank you.
starting, as I always say, I'm feeling a little bit old, especially when I think about that was 24 years ago. Like,
Yeah. And
remember
it
Prince sent
again.
1999, we're going to party like it's 1999.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm 1968. You're 1970 born, I guess, right? Yeah, it was like, I mean, I remember looking through books when I was a kid, like of incredible like spaceships and stuff. And I kind of felt like they were in 2025.
Buddy,
Right? And yet here we are. It's like, well, we don't have any flying cars yet,
it's
but.
funny you said that, but I've been watching for some reason a lot of old movies lately. Like I
Yeah.
watched The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I watched RoboCop, all these old 80s classics, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're all set in these apocalyptic future with all this modern stuff, and it's like 2009,
Right.
2012,
Right.
like it's 15 years ago.
Right.
Well, that being said, as you
Mm-hmm.
know, I'm a huge James Bond fan, but and Star Trek, and all like nowadays we have you and I are chatting on a video call. We had
Yeah.
never thought that was possible. That was Star Trek. We get in
Yeah.
our cars, we have GPS. That's James Bond stuff, man. We
Yeah.
have private companies going to space, like with Tesla,
SpaceX and
SpaceX,
yeah.
and we have cars that are driving themselves and with no gasoline. And I mean, shit is
Yeah.
happening. I
There
mean,
is definitely. Yeah, there is. There is a lot going on.
if you have a smartphone in your hand right now that says you have more information in your hand than
Yeah.
President Bush had.
Yeah. Then what?
President Bush,
I see. Okay.
you have more information in your hand than he had as the president of the United States, like just by having
Yeah.
a smartphone in your hand. So,
It's pretty cool.
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's so I guess what I'm saying is maybe it's not what they all acted like, but it's things have we definitely, but I guess what happens when you're in it and you're watching it slowly come up, you just
Yeah.
notice as much, right? Like,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I remember when I bought my first VHS movie, I was like I got a movie in my hands. Like, I don't understand. I can watch it again. Like,
Right,
but
right.
I thought I was like the king of the world because I could watch this movie over and over again, right? Instead of
Right,
just waiting for
right.
ABC to show it once a year. And
Yeah.
because it used to be, if you wanted to see, say, Star Wars again, you had to wait till you saw a commercial that said this Sunday Star Wars is on, and you wrote it down. You had to make sure you were sitting in front of the TV at 9 o'clock or whatever it was, and
Absolutely.
watching
Yeah.
a movie on a tape. And now tapes aren't gone, and CDs,
Yeah.
I mean, and Blu-rays aren't even like it's now it's digital. Like it's hard to keep up with
And Blockbuster was like one of the biggest chains in North America, and
in the
now it
world.
doesn't even
Too big
exist.
to fail.
Yeah.
There's one left.
Thank God, because get those late fees were just that was the worst ever.
I was friends with the manager, so he let me off a lot.
Good deal.
But you know what? As nice as it is to be able to press a button and watch what you want,
Yeah.
well, I romanticize it a little bit. I would go down on Tuesdays, pick up my kids from school. Tuesday was new release day. We'd go down and pick out a new movie and maybe a new video game. And we talk to the manager and get a treat. And
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know. It kind of had a little bit of like it made you get out of the house, and it kind of had a little bit of a special feeling to it because you got to grab the new movie and
That's just strange. Like, and then you go to like a popular one where they have like 15 of the new releases, but they're all gone, and you're just
all
like,
gone. Yeah.
man.
Then you gotta see, okay, what else am I gonna get? I'm gonna
Right.
watch
Yeah.
Cheech and Chong again for love.
Yeah.
Oh well. But
Oh, boy.
now it's overkill. Now I have 10 different apps and I don't know how many channels and can watch anything I want. And I end up flicking around and I can't find anything because there's just too many choices.
That's crazy. Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. So if you got a definition for us this morning, I think people know what
I
day is.
do. I we just talked about it before. I'm like, I don't have a definition. I pretty much know what it is, but I'll read it anyway. This is the simple definition of New Year. The New Year is the time or day at which a new calendar year begins and the calendar's year count increments by one.
Wow, I didn't know that. Thank gosh you told me.
Many cultures celebrate the event in some manner in the Gregorian calendar, which is, of course, the one that we're using. The most widely used calendar system today, New Year occurs on January the 1st.
Isn't that? I wonder what's Gregorian? It was some guy named Greg. Who was that named
Yeah.
after?
Well, it's Pope Gregory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was, oh man, I drilled into it. I
What's some
don't know.
guy named Greg?
Some dude named Greg. We really know what we're talking about on this podcast. Some guy named
Stuff
Greg.
to us, man, because we're pros.
I looked into it at some point. So at some point, of course, they realized it all has to do with the rotation of the Earth around the sun,
Right.
right? So they realized that they were off a little on the calculation because they just had it set at 365 days, but it was actually like 365.22222222224. And so they realized that after a while they were like falling behind, like it was like 11 minutes every year. And so after like whatever 100 years, they were like 10 days behind, right? So this Pope Gregory guy was like, all right, well, we got to fix this. So he said, like, he basically, they said, okay, we're going to start the Gregorian calendar. We're going to start it on October the 3rd, but we're going to go from October the 3rd. The next day is going to be October the 14th.
Wow. He
Yeah.
fixed it
So
like that.
just like that. And she's like, I'm going to decide we're doing this. And then it just jumped right to the 14th the next day. And ever since we've been on track. But of course, we have to have a leap year every 4 years in order to catch up.
The leap year keeps us in time.
Exactly. But then I had a conversation with someone this morning, and they were talking about the fact that if there were actually, instead of 12 months, there were 13 months and they were all 28 days, then it would also work out. So I don't know why they decided on this 12 months thing. And they were talking about how October is oct, which is 8, and September is sept, which is 7. And then 8, 9 was November, and then Deca, December is 10. So why are we call why is that 12? And shouldn't it be 10? There's so much confusion around it.
I think that's what's happened when you've taken a bunch of different ideas and meld them all together so they don't, gosh knows where it came from, but
Yeah.
where it comes from.
And
But
you just go along with it. You're like, oh, okay, today's January 1st. But then we talked a bit before the podcast, like if you're Jewish, you don't celebrate New Year right now. They actually believe that the earth was created in the fall. So they follow like the earth's creation calendar. So they celebrate Rosh Hashanah in, is it September and October? I might get this wrong, but in the fall. And then also the Chinese New Year, as we discussed, is also at the end of January, beginning of February, and it's a moving target, as Rosh Hashanah is. And so, like, we're following one calendar, they're following another one, the Japanese or the
Oh,
Chinese
and I
following
know
another.
I was always affected by the Chinese New Year because in the furniture business, we ship a lot of product from there, so we would always have to get ready for this like 10-day shutdown they would have for the Chinese New
Okay.
Year. Right. So
Right,
they
right.
cut it down,
Right.
and when you're the biggest manufacturing company in the world, country in the world, and you just shut things down, it affects things. So you gotta prepare for it.
Do you know what your Chinese zodiac symbol is?
Me?
Yeah.
Chinese zodiac?
Yeah, like
I used to. I used to.
depends.
I think I was
Depends on your birth year, right?
I felt like I was the cock. Cock.
Rooster, you mean?
Oh, is it rooster? I'm sorry.
You're a dog. You're the dog.
Oh, I'm a dog. Oh, no, I
Yeah.
did know that. You know what? I haven't thought
Yeah.
about it for a long time. But yeah, I wasn't. Somebody else in my family's a rooster. I'm the dog. Yeah, I'm a
That
dog.
makes sense because dogs, they're loyal, they're helpful, they're good listeners, they're compassionate, and they're happy. That one you're working on, but
Yeah, and then we're not that bright. We just go with the flow.
do you know what I am?
A rat.
Take, well, that's not nice, but okay, that's fair.
Snake.
I'm a monkey. I'm a monkey.
Monkey.
Doesn't that make sense?
You are a monkey. You
Do you want
little.
to hear mine?
Yep.
Intelligent, curious, social, creative, fun, hardworking, and family oriented.
Bingo.
Right?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Wow. So mine, the stuff you said about mine, that's what it actually says.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
really cool.
Yeah. And this year in the Chinese zodiac, it's the year 2025 is the year of the snake.
Ooh,
Yeah.
the snake. Remember that song, The Year of the Cat?
Yeah, dude. Totally
It's really, really groovy, man. The year.
groovy.
The year of the snake. Wow.
Yeah.
It's funny
Yeah.
how you're on the Chinese New Year, yet in my city, the Chinese restaurants are swamped on our New Year because there's so many people want Chinese food.
Of course, and we were actually just talking about going to the grocery store, and of course, the only grocery store that's open is this local Chinese one. It's TNT. It's like they sell all Chinese, but they have like a wonderful selection of fish and all kinds of stuff. So we're like, oh, we'll just go there.
Nice.
So, yeah, and this snake, I'll just so we're go come full circle, because you can, it's hard, like sometimes you think of a snake and you're like, what kind of positive characteristics are that would the snake have? But they're mysterious, smart, I guess they're smart, wise, good at talking, which is weird, determined and caring.
Caring. Well,
I don't know.
good at talking. I mean, he talked even to eating the apple, so he could. I
Yeah,
mean,
that's
almost
true. That's true. I saw this weird thing on Instagram while we're just like spitballing here today, but
the new
where
year.
this guy was like, he takes a bite of an apple and he's like, he said something like, what if this is called your Adam's apple? Because when Adam ate the apple, it got stuck in his throat. And that's like the lies of all mankind, or that we, I, it was like this weird tie-in. And I was like, wow, that is like,
That's deep.
isn't
I never even thought about the fact
it?
that your Adam's apple, that must be named after Adam and Eve, your Adam's
I
apple.
think. And then he was saying, well, it must have gotten stuck in his throat and he was choking because he had the knowledge, but he started lying because he said, like, she made me eat it, and this whole thing
Oh,
just
we
started. And
started
it was like,
lying, we started messing around, we get kicked out of fucking all because of a woman. Like it,
screwed
nothing.
it up. Yeah, I screwed it up for all of us somehow. I don't
Way to go, snake.
Way to go, Adam and the snake. There was another, I drilled into a bunch of stuff here, like all this good luck stuff around New Year's. You're supposed to eat 12 grapes at midnight for good luck.
I've never heard that one.
I know, that was a new one.
The only thing we ever did was at midnight, we pop a bottle of champagne and we toast and we kiss each other. And the next morning, we make mimosas with the leftover champagne. That's the only thing we
Yeah,
ever
you
did.
said that. Yeah. You don't sing Auld Lang Syne?
Actually, last night, we just were tired, so we kind of went to bed. But then I stayed up, and at midnight I went in. I was in a different room. I went in to see my wife. She was still reading, and I said, "Hey Alexa, play Auld Lang Syne."
Oh, yeah.
I gave her a kiss, and that was it. So it was a really nice version of it, though. It wasn't the traditional version. She played a really nice version of it. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, we listened to a strange version of it too. I can't remember who was singing it, but it was good. It's always the joke is like, does anyone know the words? Like, it's
Or
like,
what they mean, or what the hell. I have no idea. No idea. I've sang it for 35 or 40 years, and I have no idea what it means. But
Well,
sure makes it feel like New Year's when you hear it, though. Isn't it wild?
it totally does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the phrase "auld lang syne" is a Scottish phrase that translates to "old long since." It is often used to mean "for old time's sake" or "the olden days."
Okay.
Provoke the feeling of nostalgia and often associated with memories of good times spent with friends. Here's Pico.
Ah, Pico.
Yeah.
Roscoe Pico train.
Yeah.
All I
So
see.
yeah, and it's a from a Scottish poem by Robert Burns, of course,
Okay.
the famous Scotsman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
we had a fun night. I mean, still for me, of course, there's a little bit of like association with all the partying and drinking over the years,
Yep.
right? Of course, I didn't drink last night, and I still had a great time. Imagine that, like,
Hard to believe.
yeah.
And
Hard to believe. No hangover this
better this
morning.
morning.
Yeah. But I think, for lots of people, it's like it's a time to drink and party, right? And like, I think they often refer to it as like amateur night. Like, I think St. Patrick's Day and New Year's Eve were like amateur night. Like, people will drink those nights and just make a mess of themselves.
Right.
But we had a wonderful dinner, I think I told you, and then we danced around a little bit in our front room because it's really weird. It's kind of like it got a dance floor, and then it's got a bit of a stage in it, and then danced around, and then we have this fun karaoke microphone that we break out, and we sang some songs. So yeah, we managed to stay up till like 1:30. So it was fun. It was great.
Awesome. We went to my son's for an early dinner. We had a bucket of fried chicken, and
Yeah.
then he made he whipped up a pistachio cake for us, which was awesome. And we
Wow.
made some home. We took some whipping cream to make whipped cream, and for some reason it wouldn't whip. Between the two of me and my son, we whipped it for a half an hour. We finally got it to come up.
Okay.
And we played, we got this new trivia game for Christmas, which is really fun. We
Okay.
did a couple games of that, and
What's it called?
it's called Outsmarted.
Okay, cool.
Really cool because you have a board, but you play it on your iPad,
Okay.
it's still up to date. Like when it asks you, like when you go to like current events, it asks you stuff that might have happened 2 days ago. Like
Oh,
it's
wow.
really cool, and you
Wow.
can also play it virtually. So like we can log in with my kid in Halifax, and we can all play together, and we can hear each other through the iPad. So it's very, very fun. Very fun.
That's great.
Found it by accident on Amazon. I was looking around before Christmas, and it had good ratings. And I like a new game every Christmas. So
Yeah, I think it's great to like at least, you know, the board games get everybody together and it's, you
yeah,
know, you're not
I'm a
like
board game fanatic. I love it.
staring at the TV or whatever. So it's nice to be engaged in that
Yeah,
kind of stuff.
I'm a
Do you
big
have like,
Catan fan. I love Catan.
I love Catan too. Do you have any other like sort of specific New Year's Eve rituals or New Year's Day rituals?
Nope. We used to have a New Year's dinner usually, but we don't really anymore. We're kind of dinnered out by the time New Year's comes along.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a weird thing for me to do a New Year's. I don't like New Year's. I never, ever have. And I know why it used to be associated around the Toronto show, of all things, because Christmas is my favorite time of year. Everyone knows that about me. I love Christmas. I love
Yeah.
it. Leading up to it, and I always had a great feeling about Christmas. But
Yeah.
as Christmas ended, I started worrying about the Toronto show because the
I
Toronto
see.
show was a week in Toronto. It was a ton of pressure. My whole year depended on it, setting up lineups and meeting my customers and not getting in. And that, you know, it's just a tiring event, and I
Yeah.
worry about it. And I don't like traveling that far for that long. And
Right.
so, and I'm a worrier, so I would literally just start worrying about the show. So New Year's was just like, oh God, Christmas is over. Here comes my reality. And I think
Right.
even though the show's not on, I guess we were kind of talking about it earlier, and we'll go further into it about the spring equinox means more sense, because what really is happy about New Year's Day in Canada? Like the beautiful Christmas season is over and the beautiful
Yeah.
fall season's over. Now we're
Yeah.
in 3 or 4 months of winter. There's no
Yeah.
holidays. I don't have money to travel down to Florida or anything. It's
Right.
and
Yeah.
I had a pretty good year in business, but now it resets to zero and I have to start that all over again. And
Right.
kind of during that week long between Christmas and New Year's, you know, it's not that busy for me. We're closed a lot of the time, but now it's like all the service is back and it's just everyone's in a bad mood. And it's just like I don't see what the celebration is. Like I don't understand.
No.
I don't
Yeah.
get it. So
That's
that's
fair. Yeah. Yeah, we talked a little bit about making resolutions, right? And I mean, I think over the years I've tried, and I don't know how well I'm going to say I haven't succeeded in general.
I don't remember what I ever kept.
Because I think it's kind of forced, right? You know, you're like, okay, I'm gonna start this day. So, and I think a lot of them are unrealistic. You kind of like, you're like, okay, I'm gonna cut this out. And it's like, I think I've learned over the years that, yeah, there are certain things that you can cut out because mostly out of necessity. Like if it's something really bad, like we know, like with addictions and whatever. But some of the other stuff, it's like, okay, I think it's just a better philosophy to say, I'm just gonna try to cut down. Like to just draw a line in the sand because it's January 1st and like go with that. Like I've been working on quitting smoking. I don't want to smoke anymore. I just don't like it anymore. I don't like the cost. I don't like the smell. All this stuff, right? So a month or so ago, I went and got like the patches and the, you know, I didn't get the gum, which I regretted. But anyway, and I've done well. Like I'm, you know, there's been a couple days I haven't had any, and there's been some days where like three or four. And so I feel like it's like, okay, you know, but as we were getting closer, I was like, okay, am I gonna draw a line in the sand for December 31st and like call it? And I guess, you know, if I really had the, I don't know, if I really had the willpower, then I might have, but I didn't want it to, like, I wanted to know that I was really going to do it without having this date to like have to stick by it. Do you know what I mean?
date makes no sense because, as we know, as addicts, we've both kicked addictions. Obviously, we're addicts for life, but you know, we've kicked them, you know, And I've kicked lots of other bad habits over the years. I've been in many things. But it's always when you're ready, and or it's never based on a date. And the
No,
pressure.
it wasn't like near the end of your opioid addiction. You were like, oh no, I'm just gonna keep going, but I'll do it on the 1st of January. Like that'll be the
Yeah,
day.
it was a date that was blocking me up, you know.
Right. So
Mine was March 1st, but it was a sh
I'm not sure about that. I mean, if it suits you, it suits you. I get it. And I think, of course, it is like it's reflecting on it's a moment in the year to reflect on last year and then, start anew, as you said. And so it's like, okay, well, how do I want to start the year? Can I do some things that are better for me and for my, general health and well-being that makes sense? And I could start today, right? So I get that, and that's good.
Yeah, it does feel like you could kind of wash away the mistakes of last year. Like you could say, or like if last year wasn't a good year, you can say, okay, well, that year's over. I kind of stopped doing that though, because I did that a few times on really bad years, like when I had my stroke or when I lost my or whatever. We've all had bad things. But every time I do that, the next year's fucking worse. Like I don't want to do that anymore. Like it doesn't work. Like you said, I good time to say, okay, that year's over. Look at the good and the bad of it. And like, just try to do better this year. I'm just personally,
For
just
sure.
be a better presence in the universe this year. Just try to be a, and it won't
For
be.
sure.
And I may, but you know, we did have a lot of, me and my wife did accomplish a lot of good things last year.
Absolutely.
We made some progress on our financial. I mean, we're nowhere near out of our financial problems, but we made progress, which we proud of.
Going in the right direction anyway, right?
Even our accountant said you guys have done well. Made progress with our relationships with all our kids. Like right now, knock on wood. I mean, we're getting along with our kids very well, all of
That's
them.
awesome.
Like her and I are getting along mostly. We have a lot more good days than bad days, and I don't know. I mean, last year I lost my Ava, of course, but I mean, it is what it is. You can't keep your pets forever. I'm starting to deal with it a little better. It's slowly but sure, but
Yeah, that's good. And yeah, we did that last night at dinner. We just kind of like we reflected on some highlights in our year, and we were going to reflect on lowlights, and then we all collectively decided, ah,
why
let's
bother?
just focus on the good. And then I think maybe just build on those things as the new year comes around. Okay, those were the good things that happened, and just try to keep that stuff in perspective, right? And we talked a little bit on the Christmas episode about the holidays and what that can be like. It can be a difficult time for a lot of people, for sure. I mean, some people are alone, some people have lost their family, and I know that over the holidays, I guarantee there's a ton of people that maybe have been sober that decide to drink, right? And that, that can be, there's a
See
lot
a
of.
lot of holiday celebrations and people happy and Christmas movies, and it all gives you a. I find all this. I love Christmas movies, but they can make you feel almost inadequate. Like holy cow! Like I want to make this kind of joy in my life, but I just can't. Like I can't make it this perfect, you know? So you can't try to live up to some of the stuff. I think that's why my favorite movie is Christmas Vacation, because it's a clusterfuck, right? But they still have a good time. They still love each other. And
They do.
we used to, she's gone now, but like there's a scene in Christmas Vacation when all the parents arrive, the grandparents, and the doorbell's like ding dong, and it gets louder. Ding dong. We used to do that with my grandmother when she'd show up. We'd go ding dong. But she would show up, make sure that she got her card full of money from us, and then she'd be like, "Oh, I think I should go home." She didn't really want to be there. Her back was sore. It was always, but anyway.
I think we all know that like you can portray something in a movie that's when you look at I think when I was younger, you kind of like think, oh, my family's pretty perfect or whatever, and his family maybe. And then eventually you grow up and you're like, no, you know what? Every family's a fucking gong show. It doesn't matter.
It appears to
Everybody's going through their own version of Christmas vacation. Like, it's just,
absolutely.
that's real.
My family has been talked about in this podcast lots. Anybody listening knows what a screw up that's been. But then my wife's family is a bit of a screw up too. And then I think of my friends and some of their families are screw ups. And I mean, it's just, it is what it is.
We're human beings. Yeah, we're human beings. The other one that actually comes to mind, isn't there one with called Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That one's a bit more realistic, isn't
Oh,
it? That
he
one's
goes
a bit
back
of
to
a
see
shit
his
show.
brothers and his father, and they're beating him up. Oh my
The
God.
Wrestlers or something?
Yeah.
Isn't Robert Duvall his dad or something?
Jon Favreau's his brother.
Yeah.
Love
God.
that movie. Now I wish it was more like Elf. I want to be like I would I want to be I want I always wanted to live in the North Pole.
I mean, honestly, the four major elven food groups, candy canes, candy corn, maple syrup, I think.
Oh, works for me. I
I've
love it.
been eating sugar like crazy over the holidays. So if I've got one resolution, it's like I'm not quitting sugar because that's nuts, but I definitely need to eat less sugar.
I'm a diabetic and I've had too much sugar. Well, that's what I was just thinking about when you said
I'm a
resolution.
diabetic and I ate too much
Oh,
sugar.
I'm gonna lose
That's
a
the
foot
best
here.
line I've heard.
But people make these resolutions about diets on New Year's right after the biggest eating period of the
I know. You
year.
literally, you might as well just start February 1st because, like, you gotta like wean yourself down for a
Absolutely.
month.
Just blah, 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 and then like, oh, I'm done. Like,
not.
right. I mean, our house has, we have leftover food for another month and leftover.
Wow, we've been eating leftovers for the last 5 days, really. Like, we still have turkey from Christmas. I'm like, I don't think we should eat this anymore.
Oh my gosh, I just thought of something.
What? You left a turkey in the fridge?
Oh no. It doesn't mean a lot to anybody else, but my sister has made this thing called a tea ring or a coffee tea ring, I think. It's this really beautiful bread thing you bake, and it's in a ring, and you got slots in it, and it's got cinnamon and sugar and cherries and walnuts. It's delicious. My
Okay.
grandmother used to make them. My sister might have started, but she's been making them for me for 30 some years, 40 years probably.
Yeah.
This year she said she couldn't. She was having back problems and that. But my son
Okay.
started making them, so he made us one.
Okay.
He didn't get it to us for Christmas, so we were going to have it for breakfast for New Year's morning.
Okay.
We didn't
Where
get
is it?
it.
Where is it?
It's in the freezer.
Oh no.
Oh my God. I'm
Well,
so mad. I'm so mad I didn't eat that this morning.
if you take it out, you can have it for dinner.
I'm gonna.
That's
I'm
good.
absolutely gonna. And I'm gonna have it tomorrow for breakfast. It'll be my second day of January's tradition. Oh my gosh. My son's probably wondering why we haven't texted him to tell him how good it was.
Well, now he'll know. He can listen to the podcast and he can find out the
I'm so sorry, Justin. I
hard
can't believe it. We've been thinking about that thing for 3 weeks.
That's all right.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Oh well, better late than never, I guess. Oh,
That's good.
I want to show you something.
All right.
Very unprofessional at a dead spot in the middle of the
Yeah,
podcast.
should I talk? I'll just talk to my amongst myself.
My sister gave me that.
Oh, wow, cool. So it's you with a sitting on a moon, a crescent moon with your dog.
Yeah, and
That's so cool.
it says Sean and Ava underneath
I
it.
see it. Yeah, that's awesome.
And it
That's
looks
awesome.
like me.
It does look like you. Yeah.
The
Yeah.
hair and the
Your
black
hair
teeth.
looks right. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
I opened that up and I started bawling, man. It's beautiful.
That
I
is beautiful.
can't. So that meant a lot to me.
And she made it herself, obviously, did she? Or did she
I
have
don't know.
it?
She had it made, I think, but
Okay.
it's beautiful. And like we talked at Christmas, I had a drawing made of Echo for my kids, which they really liked. And my son makes these pictures out of paper, like where he cuts paper and stacks it up. And he made us this beautiful one of London.
Cool.
Very, very nice. And it's the homemade gifts that,
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah,
I
I'm
mean, listen, I
not
didn't
taking
like.
away from anybody who goes to the mall and buys stuff. I mean, most of us do that, but it is nice to get a
Is.
homemade
Yeah,
art file.
I didn't mind getting the PS5, you know, so
Yeah, wild, wild.
wild. I almost fell off my fucking chair. My wife and my son got together and gave me a PlayStation 5. I was like, what? Because when they were home as kids, my favorite game was a racing game called Gran Turismo. I loved it.
Okay.
And
Yeah.
there's a new version of it for PS5, and my kids have had PS5 since they came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I don't have the budget to keep up with that anymore. I used to keep up with the gaming systems. I don't game that much, but I always kept up with the systems and
Yeah.
was kind of jealous that I couldn't play Gran Turismo and all. Anyway, they
Now
gave
you're playing.
I opened up the game and I said, "Oh my God, I was losing. I said, I got to get Gran Turismo now." And then my wife gave me Gran Turismo too, and I said,
Oh my gosh.
and then the way my guilt brain feels, Purdy will enjoy this. I always feel bad about myself immediately, thinking like I don't deserve this. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, I don't deserve this.
Right,
Keep doing
right,
like I love it, but it's too much, you know. But
yeah.
anyway, that's what I got.
Nice. I got this sweater.
Well, it's about the same, probably the same price range. I would,
I'm not gonna lie, when you said you got it, I kind of was like, how old are you?
I know
I
you know me, you know what my, you
mean,
know.
I haven't, I mean, I did a little bit when the boys were young. Yeah, I mean, I liked the car racing games, and I liked some of them, but I was like, I haven't really played any video games for 40 years.
I don't
That's
play
insane.
like I used to, but I do enjoy it. I find it calming. I like playing the racing games and the football. I like playing Madden.
Yeah, I get it. It's like whatever. It's like watching a movie, or it's like, you're in it, and then, I certainly enjoyed it when I did. It was funny because we had a conversation with someone this morning, and they said, "Oh, what are you doing?" And we said, "Oh, we're just looking at pictures and having breakfast." And they were like, "Well, aren't you watching the Rose Bowl parade?" And it's funny because I do remember having the Rose Bowl parade on TV a lot when
Oh.
we were young, because well, we lived in Los Angeles, so it was down the road. I mean, we actually went a few times, and it's
That's cool.
beautiful, like it's
That's
amazing.
amazing.
But we don't even have cable anymore, so I don't watch TV anymore, right? So she's funny because she's like, "Oh, you guys are so boring." And I was like, "So okay, like we're boring because we're looking at pictures and talking as opposed to staring at our TV. Like, it's like, what is the perception of that?" I'm like, "Okay, well, whatever."
Oh, my mind, the second time on this podcast, because Sean and me, by tradition, have always watched the Rose Bowl Parade, and we have not watched it. We
And
forgot.
you're not. It's on right now. You're missing it. Although it goes on like half the day, doesn't it? Okay. You're gonna go check?
I'm gonna tell my wife.
He's leaving in the middle of the podcast again to go and tell his wife to turn on the Rose Bowl parade. And I'm boring because I don't want to watch it anymore.
You know
Shout out to you know who.
what?
Although I don't think you're gonna listen.
Can you take that out, please?
It's kind of weird that I'm talking to myself.
You can do it. You're beautiful. I just got two oh my gods from my wife on both things. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's hilarious. Yeah, we got some good reminders on today's podcast.
See, this is your fault. We were supposed to podcast this morning. I'd have known all this stuff.
I literally went to bed at 1:30 in the morning after dancing and karaoke. It was the strangest wake up because I woke up at like 8:47 and I had therapy at 9 a.m. I'm like, what? This is not sucking. So
That's bad
you had
planning.
said, yeah, you had said, let's do, or I had said, let's do it around 10:30. I'd literally just finished that. Hadn't even had a coffee. And I'm like, all right, no, I'm not doing this right now. I need a minute.
Well, it's
So, yeah,
funny because
how life changes.
I was going upstairs to do the podcast, and as I'm walking upstairs, I said to Shonda, I said, "Well, unless Chris changes the time." And I looked down, I said, "Well, he changed the time. I didn't even make it upstairs." But it wasn't a big deal. I didn't have a lot going on today. We
That's good.
purposely planned today as a nothing day. Like
Which is great.
we're
Yeah.
building puzzles. I was reading before it came on here, and
Yeah.
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 And just so you know, my maturity level, I was reading my James Bond comic book my son bought me for Christmas. So
Awesome.
It is awesome. I love it.
Awesome. Well, yeah.
And my youngest son, I'm not embarrassed. I know I'm an old man, but my youngest, you've seen my room that we watch TV in, and I got
Yeah,
all
of course.
my helmets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And on this side, I got a Captain America shield.
Yeah.
My son bought me the Captain Carter shield. So Peggy Carter,
Captain Carter.
and they have a multiverse now where
Okay.
he was Captain America's girlfriend, but in this alternate universe, she becomes Captain America instead of him, and
Okay.
she's English, so they call her Captain Carter, and her shield looks like the Union Jack.
Oh, wow.
The shield looks like Captain America, and I have the Union Jack one or Captain Carter's shield on the other side. It looks awesome.
So when did this character was created years ago by Marvel?
No, I would say she's come out the last 4 years, 5 years.
So they're still writing new Marvel comics now these days?
Oh yeah,
I didn't
for
know
sure.
that.
And there's a show on that Disney had, the third season just came out at Christmas. It's called What If. It used to be a comic I read as a kid, and What If is basically an alternate version of everything. Like, and it's just what if? What if this? What if? I don't know, Black Panther was really Iron Man, or this, they do all these versions, and she's a big part of that too. So, anyway.
Well, we've been talking a bit about that, about this, and since we're just really kind of spitballing today, this whole idea of like a multiverse. There was a show on, I think it was Apple for a bit, where a guy creates this cube and he goes inside and he has
Oh, yeah.
all these different alternate realities.
We
Do
watched
you
it.
remember it?
Dark Matter or
What's it called? Your
Dark Places or
Dark
Dark
Matter.
something. What a show.
Dark Matter.
What a show.
Great. And like the concept is pretty incredible. It's so it's the concept that if based on decisions that I've made in the past, if I had gone one way or the other way, like there are all these multi-dimensional possibilities, and that really
Infinite.
they're all being lived simultaneously. So there's like 1,000 versions of my life or whatever that are all occurring simultaneously.
It's and that's a lot of people think that's true. It's like that's and the comic books, Marvel and DC, have been talking about that for years since I was a kid, these alternate
Right.
universes, and they just live in a shadow dimension right next to ours. And you're right, and it's infinite possibilities, but it's like a lot of the same people live in it. It's just like you said, different decisions are made. But that show you're talking about was wild because one guy decided he didn't like the decisions he made, so he wanted to go find one where he still had his wife and wanted to go and stole that guy's version. But it moved me when the guy was moving through the box, the good guy that I would call him. Like, when he went to that one world where everyone was dying and his wife was dying of sickness. And one his wife was so successful and she was an art, like it, the whole thing was mind blowing. But I
And
did like
it's
the fact that she did know who her real true love was, like she could tell the difference.
And I think we've all been there've all been we've all had moments in our life where we realized it was kind of like a real crossroad where you know that if you didn't make that decision, you wouldn't be where you are today. Like if you made another decision and you can remember, like, oh, it was either this way or that way, and I went that way, and here's where I am now.
I say it
Right?
all the time. I say it all the time. I always say, oh, I zigged and I should have zagged,
Right.
because that's what life is. It's a zigzag. And sometimes you zig and sometimes you zag. But
But then you're just regretting your zig versus your zag. And your zag is just exactly what it is that you're here. And your zig is in some other dimension that you may be living right now.
it may be. It may be. Who knows? I mean, that's what that movie that was so popular a couple of years ago, Everything Always All at Once, or whatever. That was, and
We just watched that recently.
yeah, it's wild.
It
It's
is wild.
but this Captain Carter, that's how she, in Doctor Strange, he went to a different multiverse, and that's where she a version of that. But in that one, the Scarlet Witch, she was every time she dreamt, she said that wasn't a dream. It's you're living one of your alternate characters' lives, so you're
Great.
your dream. So it's actually what your dreams are happening just to another version of yourself. So
It's all pretty hard. And then there was the Spider-Man Into the Multiverse movie that was highly successful. Like it got a lot of accolades, right? I don't even think I've seen it. Maybe I
all the
should.
other
I need to.
Spider-Men showed up, like Tobey
It was
Maguire.
a cartoon though, right?
No, it was real. It was real. Real people.
Spider-Man Into the
The
Multiverse?
multiverse was a cartoon, you're right. Then
Yeah.
the other one that they had the multiverses collide because the Spider-Man came from the old movies. Tobey Maguire and Andrew Maguire and Andrew Garfield showed up.
Okay.
Very cool. And the old villains, like Willem Dafoe came as the Green Goblin.
Which one is that? What one's that?
It's Spider-Man Across the Universe, I think it's called, or something like that. It was only made
Okay.
2 years ago. It's wild. It's wild. But anyway, I don't want to, this didn't really turn to a Marvel podcast. It was a
It's all
podcast.
right. I feel like we're just rolling
Should
today.
have just called this spitballing. But you know, it's a new year. I mean, it's kind of what it was supposed to be. I just wanted to start off and you know, just we've had they can't all be super heavy, but I'm looking forward to podcasting this year. I think we'll as I said, we're going to come up with some subjects ahead of time, I think, this year and try to keep. And I want to, we're going to work on getting some guests this year. We've already got a couple lined up that I know we haven't been locked down yet, but we will. We will. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I think well, just a couple things to touch on, because we've brushed along on them, but we were talking a little bit about New Year's and January 1st being like not the greatest day. Like we're talking a bit about like the some pagans, this is a total segue, but pagans do the spring equinox March 21st, and it's not like in the northern hemisphere, it doesn't necessarily mean that the weather is going to be great then, but there is a lot of talk about how the fact that it's January 1st, certainly in the northern hemisphere, it's dark, it's gray, it's not very great. We're going to get 2 months of, so it's a tricky time, but that's fine. Spring, who knows, if that's a better time for you, then maybe that's a time to do resolutions, right?
Absolutely.
And then also, while we're just reflecting on it, I think just reflecting back on our podcasts for the year, I think we've had a bunch of great podcasts. Obviously, we're new at it. It's hit and miss. Sometimes we babble on, sometimes we don't. But I think our focus continues to be, and you talked about how we're going to call this season two, episode one. So we're into our second year, which is great, amazing. Our focus continues to be helping others while helping ourselves. I think that's kind of like, seems like it's like our motto, basically.
Yep.
And I know we call ourselves the chivalrous guys, and I know that we advocate for chivalry, which is helping others and being courteous and kind. And I think I try to do that, as much as I can, to try to be aware of that and cognizant of that. And yeah, we hope that whatever we can just touch a few people, and maybe if you hear some words that kind of affirm what you're going through, and that. Yeah, life can be tricky, but if you keep kind of like you say, one step at a time, chipping away, you can there's good room for improvement, right?
Yeah, and I
So
think that's one of the things we're here for. Like people, you know, we do have a few followers, and
yeah.
I want it to grow. It may or may not. I want it to, but I think, you know, there's some people that count on it. And I think for even people that maybe are lonely, like they know once a week they can check in with us, and it's almost like not feeling quite alone. You got a couple guys you're used to seeing their faces, and it's not like watching celebrities' faces because a lot of these people know us, you know, either directly or indirectly. And I know a lot of my friends that feel like they know you just
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome.
wild. Like, you know, they like I got a guy I think's gonna come on and talk to us about something, and I said, you're gonna like Chris, and he said, I already do, you know, because he's listened to 25 hours of you talk already, you know.
That's
So
awesome, man. That's great.
yeah,
Yeah, that's beautiful.
but the equinox is funny because I was looking up this morning. The first New Year's celebration recorded was 4,000 years ago by the you say it,
Mesopotamians,
Mesopotamians, and it was the spring equinox. But to think, I thought I was going to say it was, you know, like Christmas as it is, the our version with Santa Claus was basically invented by Coca-Cola. So
right,
I was going to
Hallmark,
Oh, it's going to come up and say, you know, but no, 4,000 years ago. But I guess, I think it's regardless of what date it is to you, if you
yeah.
follow a calendar, and I think most of the world follows a calendar, I don't think too much that doesn't follow some version of a calendar,
No.
you have a New Year's because a calendar always has a reset, right? So it's kind of a holiday that everybody celebrates.
Yeah, and I think there's something in a way, there's something nice about kind of like a like to end one season and start a new one in that sense. Like it's kind of like, okay, well, you're able to reflect, and then you're able to look forward a little bit and just kind of like do an inventory, like do a personal inventory, right? And say to yourself, okay, am I growing in the right direction, or is there something that I'm doing that I don't really like that I maybe want to change a little bit? And again, I don't think it's about beating yourself up about what you think you are not doing so well at the moment, but maybe if you are at least reflecting on that, saying, okay, well, maybe I could change this a little bit and see what that's like for me, just experiment with it, right? Honestly, like maybe I am drinking a bit too much coffee and I'm a little anxious. What if I try to like cut down and try tea instead? I don't know. You know what it is. And
Just give yourself a nudge, just a little
yeah, for sure. Give
bit.
yourself a little nudge, a little wink. We watched The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, I love that movie.
I do too. It's almost a little bit of what we're talking about. Like he's kind of like stuck in this routine, and he's obviously a good guy and a nice guy, but he's you could tell he's lonely, and he's dedicated to his job, but he goes like, I mean, he really kind of goes like off the deep end. Like he's just like he goes full on, like goes to Greenland and then Iceland and gets on the helicopter with the, I love that part where he's on the helicopter with the guy that's completely wasted in the karaoke bar. And he's like, no, just jump into the boat, just jump into the boat. And he jumps the wrong way, thinking he's supposed to get in the big boat. And he's in the whatever Northern Atlantic. And the captain on the boat is, no, it's okay, that's a porpoise. He sees a fin in the water and he's like, just befriend the porpoise, it's okay, he's your friend. And he's like, I don't think it's a porpoise. And he's like, no, that's not the porpoise, it's not the porpoise. Just, and then he's talking to his buddy on eHarmony, and he's like telling him his life. Well, I fought a shark in the North Atlantic Ocean, and I jumped out of a helicopter. And he's like, oh man, you're just like really going to the extreme.
Not
I don't
the
know.
middle of nowhere walking along, and he runs into Sean Penn or something, or
Yeah, well, he's looking for Sean Penn.
yeah, but he finds him just out in the middle of nowhere.
Finds him in the foothills of the Himalayas in northern Afghanistan.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I
So
don't.
anyway, it's just like I don't know, maybe you're in a routine and you don't love it, and a little change isn't the worst thing, right? So that's a good part of New Year's, I think. So
Yeah, we were talking about the if we're gonna. We were talking about Seinfeld, which we
yeah.
big part of our life over the years. And the one when George Costanza does the opposite of what his first initial thought is.
I love it. I love it. That's like one of my favorite episodes ever.
Yeah, and my wife
My
says
name's George Costanza. I live with my parents and I'm unemployed. Oh, really? Would you like to sit down? And he just looks at Jerry like, oh my God.
I know. It's like, can I
The
have
best ever.
don't want tuna fish, I want chicken on whole
Yeah,
wheat.
I want chicken salad. And then he goes to meet Steinbrenner
That's
for
right.
the job interview.
And then gives him
Let
his
me just say, on behalf of the citizens of New York City, that you have disgraced us with your decisions over the years. And I, frankly, am appalled to call myself a Yankees fan with you running. Just hire this man.
Yeah, that's what
I
my
love
wife
that.
said to me. My wife said, just do that. Take your initial thought and do the opposite.
Just do the opposite. If nothing's working, just do the opposite. I
Huh?
don't know that I'm going to advocate for that,
No, but
but
there's
maybe some things wouldn't hurt, right?
something to it. If
Yeah,
it's
there
not
is.
working, we all know this, every self-help guru, every meeting says it, but Einstein said it, the definition of sanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That is
Yeah.
a brilliant comment. That's why it's used
It
so
is
much.
100%,
Because
100%.
if it ain't working, stop doing it. It's
Well,
not going to
and
change.
I mean, since we're just spitballing, like, January 1st is considered a new year because we follow this Gregorian calendar. But like at the end of the day, every morning, every day is a new day. Like you can just like whatever, open a new door that day, try something new. I think you get stuck in a cycle of things and you do it over and over and over again, and maybe you're not happy and you don't know what to do in that, but I think it's just incremental. It's just like make a little change, open a different door, I don't know, go to some free art clinic or do arts thing, I don't know, just try different things, like
Something different. Yeah.
something different. Couldn't hurt, right?
I've been, I'm definitely set in my ways. Like I basically live the same life every day, and I'm not saying I hate that life. But I could shake it up a little bit. I could shake it up.
Well, there's com I think if I there's complacency and comfort, let's put it that way. And I think sometimes that maybe to get uncomfortable, it can help. Like it will create change. And I, we've talked about, you're I think the difference, in our two cases for sure is that you've got 7 years in your sobriety. Like I'm fresh still, man. Like I'm coming up on, like, I know it seems like forever since I was at your place in the summer, doesn't it? Like it
It
feels
does.
like,
It does.
and yet I'm only coming up on 6 months in 4 days or whatever.
Wow.
One day, actually, it's today. Sorry. It's today. 'Cause remember, I celebrated on July the 1st. That was my,
That's right.
so
That's right.
it's today, 6 months.
It does seem longer than that. My goodness.
Doesn't it?
But
So,
congratulations on 6 months, brother. That's
thanks,
amazing.
man. Yeah, thanks. So, I really do. I'm still been kind of living this one day at a time thing lately. It's really been, but I haven't minded it. There is a certain amount of insecurity in it because everyone likes stability. Like we do. I'd like more stability, but right now, I mean, I have some, but it causes me to kind of push myself a little bit and kind of just not take every day for granted and just to try to do my best today.
Right, absolutely. And
So.
yeah, it's funny, I'm watching this show called Landman. It's really good. And
Yeah.
I won't talk about the show so much, but they live in this boom town, they call it, which is a big oil town. But boom
Yeah.
towns have busts, right? When so
Yeah.
things are going, whether it's a mining town or oil, when things are going great, everyone's doing great. But when
Yeah.
things drop,
Yeah.
it's like they were the one person was being insulted for being an alcoholic and getting divorced. And they said, and he just said, but you don't know what it's like when you lose everything.
Right.
You lose your home, your car, you're selling jewelry, you lose your health care. This was an American show, right? And then you're not going to get the doctor. And they said,
Yeah.
it's easy to say you can live through, but it's not easy when you
No,
lose
it's not.
everything.
No,
It's
it's not.
hard.
And it's kind of it like that for me, for
Yeah, I
sure.
know.
So,
And I didn't mean to bring it up for you particularly. And I've been on the
oh,
verge.
that's okay. It's
I've been on
okay.
the verge of it for years, for
I
years,
know. I
like
know.
one step away from it, right?
But
But
you're getting further away from it now, which I think
getting
you
further
deserve.
away from it, yeah.
Yeah, which is great.
So we got to just keep on trucking. And
Yeah.
the last thing I'm going to say before we say goodbye is just
Yeah.
the thing I've got to overcome that keeps me kind of complacent is what I've talked about before is fear. I am a
Yeah.
fearful guy.
Yeah.
I live in fear.
Yeah.
I try to shake that, but it's not easy. It's some things are ingrained in you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm gonna be 55 this year, and
Yeah.
I mean, and I know you're a little bit older than me, but we're not that far away from collecting our old age pension, buddy. Like, or
Yeah.
a pension. That
I
doesn't
don't know.
right. Like, and
Yeah.
Chris and Sean are getting their Canada pension. Like, what the fuck? Aren't we just young men?
That doesn't mean, I don't know. I mean, I get what you're saying, of course. I don't see that as a thing, because I don't, like, to me it's a number. I don't know, like my mentality isn't necessarily that of a 56-year-old. I think we mentioned it yesterday, but like we were talking about what would our childhood self say to ourself now, and I was like, well, what if, like, if I was like 8 or something, what would I my childhood self would be like, oh, are you still alive? Like, well, you're 56. Like, it was like, you're an old man, right? But that's what my childhood self would say to me. But to me, that's just kind of a number, and I think my mindset isn't of that. I don't consider myself an old person in any way at all, right? But that's
Oh,
okay.
I got a
But
PS5 for Christmas.
yeah, exactly. So what are you talking about? But to your point, going back to your fear thing, I think at least the first thing is addressing it. If you know that that's where you are, then you can ask yourself, well, what can I do to change that?
Right.
And I think one of the things I would say that I would suggest is to reread Return to Love.
Yeah.
Because again, they talk about fear in that book all the whole way through. Because it's not it's it because yeah, fear is ultimately the opposite of love. And I know that you're a very loving person. I know that you live in a very loving way, but there's something about, that fear of what might happen in the future, and all these concerns that are kind of like cluttering up your mind with these thoughts of fear, when really, we talked about this before. All you have is right now and today and this moment. So, why worry? You worry because you want to have the security, of course. But you ha in this moment now, you have the security. So why worry? Anyway, I think it's.
Right. I've worried about it for so long, but I've had it for 35. I've had it my whole life.
Yeah, really. I mean, compared to a lot of people, you have way more security than a ton of people do. So, like, if you're fearful, like, what is somebody who is actually like living on the streets like? What are they? What is that like for them?
I don't know. I don't know how they do it. We
So.
found out this week that there's an estimated 550 homeless people in Moncton.
Wow.
When
Yeah,
I
that's a
grew up,
lot.
we had one. There was one.
Right.
Everybody knew
Yeah.
him. They would lock him up in the winter to keep him warm. And
Yeah.
I know that's for Toronto, I'm sure that's a small number, but for a small town like this, our area, that's a ton of people.
That
It's
is.
makes
Yeah,
me
that's sad. That's sad.
and I always say there, but the grace of God go I, like it's
Yeah.
just
And gratitude, of course, for what you do have and all the things. So,
well,
yeah.
we've talked about it. Or I think you said it one time on the podcast, like if you have a roof and food and clothes, like you're ahead of like 90% of the world or something. Like
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think the other number was like, if you make more than 35,000, you're in the top $35,000 a year, you're in the top 5% in the world.
unbelievable.
It is. So I think, if we're kind of, as we are winding down, it's just like reflecting. I don't know. I reflect a lot on what I'm grateful for. And sometimes it really is just simple things. And at the end of the, I mean, you talked a bit about, losing Ava. I mean, I lost my mom. It's hard to believe. Like, I lost my mom like 19 days ago. And,
Unbelievable. I keep getting that help.
and it's, and I realized that like that there's a lot of things to be grateful for. And I am grateful for the life that I had with my mom. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I'm grateful for the loving people in my life. I'm grateful for the food in my fridge. And when it comes down to things, like at the end, when before mom passed away, you're really just grateful for the experiences that you have had in life. Like, there's no, you're not grateful for some painting that you have on the wall anymore. There's no, like, none of the material possessions matter anymore. And it's just really about you're grateful for what is in your heart, I guess, at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
And
Nothing I got for Christmas would have meant anything if I didn't have the people that gave it to me and be with me. And
Exactly.
I've realized it's not about the actual material things we give each other. To me, it's the watching the joy of people opening it up and they're happy and
100%.
the moment
100%.
together and tradition
Absolutely.
that we have, it means a lot. So,
Yeah, and
you
yeah,
got.
we're joking about the PS5, but it's like it's a community thing for you. It's something that you share with your sons, and that's a beautiful thing. It doesn't have to,
It is. It
be whatever you guys want. And if that's what makes you happy, and that, then power, absolutely beautiful. That's amazing. So
was an amazing moment. So,
yeah,
okay. Well,
definitely.
I got a quick recommendation. I was looking at it. I've read it a couple times, but it's called My Father's Son by
Oh,
Farley.
cool. Wow.
I grew up reading Farley Mowat.
Yeah, is that a hand grenade on the cover? What's that all about?
Well, it's
Why?
actually something he wrote when he was in the war, World War
Okay.
II, and
Yeah.
which obviously I don't relate to personally, but it's more, it's about his family experiences, and he talks about it intertwined with going to war, but it can apply to all of us, the stories that are told within about how
Yeah.
families interact, and it's in particular it's with his father. And I've been a big Farley Mowat fan my whole life. When I was a kid, I used to read the boat that wouldn't float and the dog that wouldn't be, and
Never Cry Wolf, too, of course, right?
oh, he's just an amazing author. He's a Newfoundland guy, and I just I've always loved the way he wrote. And this is a beautiful book. If it's a chance to read it, it's a really beautiful book. So.
Awesome. Well, even though I completely forgot about a recommendation, I will of course recommend, because we watched it, but I decided that I would read it as well. And it's, you can't tell from the cover. It's a nice copy, but it's, can you see it?
Fellowship of the Ring. Absolutely.
Oh my God. What
One
a
of
book. Like, just your classic, hero tale. It's the good versus evil. And, this is a really beautiful edition that my dad had and collected. And it was,
Oh.
he read it as a boy, and it kind of really stuck with him. And it's interesting because inside there's the book, there's a note from like his service in his death. Can you see it, or
Yeah,
is
that's
it?
wild.
Yeah,
Wild.
because he asked my ex-wife Christine to read a poem in it,
And that gets
and
stuck in.
she read it at his funeral. And I won't read it today. It's beautiful, but should I read it?
Read it. Read
All
it.
right. It's a beautiful, like, it's actually a beautiful tough discussion as Bilbo is getting ready to leave, and he's got the ring, and but he's getting old. He has his 11th
I remember.
birthday, 111.
Yeah.
And so here, I'll read the poem quickly. I sit beside the fire and think of all that I have seen, of meadow flowers and butterflies and summers that have been, of yellow leaves and gossamer and autumns that there were, with morning mist and silver sun and wind upon my hair. I sit beside the fire and think of how the world will be when winter comes without a spring that I shall ever see. For still there are so many things that I have never seen. In every wood, in every spring, there is a different green. I sit beside the fire and think of people long ago and people who will see a world that I shall never know. But all the while I sit and think of times there were before, I listen for returning feet and voices at the door.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
I read that book as
And
a child, and I've watched the movie a million times. But I,
yeah, and they don't do that
no,
in the movie,
I
but
might, you know what? You've inspired me. I might go pick that book up again. I haven't read it in a long time, and I know even though the movies are fantastic, I know the book's a little better. So.
oh my God. And we watched them just now, and we just decided to watch a kind of random version, but it was an extended version. Buddy, the Return of the King is 4.5 hours long.
I know. I've seen it. I've
Oh
seen
my God. So
it.
good though.
I like the Two Towers the best. The
Do
second one.
you?
Oh, I love that middle battle. I just love some of the. I just love that. But anyway, I love them all. I love them all. And I always think of them as Christmas movies as well, because we always went to see them at Christmas. Every Christmas they came out.
Well,
So.
they all came out at Christmas, right?
Yeah. So.
You know, they came out in successive years. I think it's 2011, 2012, and 2013. They came out one in a row each year at Christmas. You know that those three movies have made over $2 billion worldwide.
I think he filmed them all at once. I think
He
that's what.
must have, because they were all in New Zealand, right? Yeah, incredible. Just a
You
great,
can go
incredible.
stay there. They have the Hobbit places. You can stay
They
in.
do, yeah. Hobbiton in New Zealand, you can go.
That would be cool. I'd
That
never.
would be cool. Yeah.
All right. Well,
All right, brother. This was
then,
fun. Yeah.
we'll think of a topic for next week. I'm glad we got
Yeah.
to on New Year's Day. I'm glad you had a
Me
good
too.
holiday, and I'm glad you got that shirt.
Yeah,
And
me too. I'm
you
glad you
look
got your
good.
PS5, and I wish you a wonderful and joyful and peaceful and non-fearful 2025.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that, and I'm gonna try to. Yeah, I'm gonna try to do a little better this year. That's all I can
I
do.
think you're getting there. You're getting there.
I
More
think that.
peace, less fear. More peace, less fear. More peace, less fear.
Sounds good.
Okay, man.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
a man who's got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man who will hold his heart out in his hand.